We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives
as we honor a part of ourselves.
Greetings and welcome, eco-conscious viewers. It's a pleasure to have your company today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. For uplifting programming, please join us. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intercept 10K U-band and Intercept 10 C-band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intercept 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intercept 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 93 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CietSat. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Siet Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Besikan Bafut. In Bafusam, Channel 30 on Blondel Sat. And in Adea, Channel 37 on Etablissement Acerna.
In Brazil, in Sao Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veg. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV, and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. And in Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV.
In Colombia, in Guarenda Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarenda TV. In Guachetá, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Guachetá TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableva TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor, in Aledaños, Channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabórica, Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Encantiva, Upaseta, Boyaca Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyaca Real Cable Company. In Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria, Nanueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro, 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Encantiva, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achí Bolívar, Channel 29 on Achí TV. In Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
En Costa Rica, en Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal, en La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. En Puriscal, Mora, en Acosta, Channel 78 on Cablevisión de Occidente. And in Puerto Jimenez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tereo El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Jorotel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristobal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 3 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiale Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingjiang Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guoshong Cable TV. And in Bozu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialiang Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Peigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xingyun'an Cable TV. And in Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Alte Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Elhat Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukhbatar Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Elha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television, or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bayanzurg and Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Khotor on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undurhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Sambur Company. And in Senchan City in Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg, on Vinamtel. And in Hamburg, on Vilitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, archaeologists uncover remnants of ancient buildings in eastern Nepal. In animal news, a caring canine helps a toddler survive in the wilderness in the United States. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, May 13, acclaimed Indian author Mr. Rasipuram Krishnaswamy R.K. Narayan is remembered. Born in 1906 in Chennai, India, he passed away on this day in 2001. He's considered one of the finest Indian authors writing in English of his time. The English Teacher and Waiting for the Mahatma are some of his most well-known books. His many honors include the 1958 Sahitya Akademi, the 1964 Padma Bhushana, one of the highest civilian awards of India, for his distinguished service to literature. May Mr. Rasipuram Krishnaswamy R.K. Narayan's exceptional storytelling continue to bring delight to readers of all cultures.
Lion News. Earthquakes rock the Philippines, New Zealand, South Pacific, China, Russia and Indonesia. In the early hours of Tuesday, May 10th in the Philippines, a magnitude 5.8 quake struck 165 kilometers southeast of General Santos in Mindanao, while New Zealand's quake-ravaged Canterbury region was rocked by yet another aftershock 20 kilometers west of Christchurch, this one registering 5.3 on the Richter scale. Off the coast of the nation's North Island, a magnitude 5.3 struck the same day, centered 331 kilometres northeast of Gisborne. In the South Pacific, a powerful 6.8 tembler occurred 134 kilometres southwest of Izingle, Vanuatu, and 149 kilometres northeast of Tadene on the Loyalty Islands of New Caledonia.
This quake was followed by several aftershocks, including one of magnitude 5.7 on Wednesday. On Tuesday evening in Eurasia, a 5.4 magnitude quake jolted the China-Russia border 75 kilometers northwest of Vladivostok, Russia. In Indonesia, the next day, a magnitude 5.1 tremor rumbled 83 kilometers north of Ternate in the Maluku Islands, with one of 5.0 in magnitude hitting the Philippines 91 kilometers east of General Santos. There were fortunately no reports of casualties or damage for any of these events.
We thank heavens for the protection of those in the quake-stricken regions. Let us strive to eliminate potential disasters such as these through our more benevolent, eco-stabilizing lifestyles.
speak out, many people across the globe continue to stand for greater basic freedoms and other improvements, including more government participation as they gather in countries like Bahrain, Belarus, Greece, India, Libya, Palestine, Syria, Uganda, the US, and Yemen.
At least 16 protesters were killed by security forces in Yemen on Wednesday, May 11th, while dozens more were injured as protests continue to persevere in peaceful protests until the president leaves office.
In India, Congress General Secretary Rahul Gandhi was released on Wednesday by Uttar Pradesh state officials after he had joined in solidarity with village farmers protesting against the state land acquisition policies and the killing of two farmers by police. Secretary Gandhi is one of several politicians who have joined the farmers' protests across the state, including members of the Indian National Congress, which is working on a bill to legalize farmers' rights.
As Syrian security forces continued shelling the cities of Homs and Harar in an effort to suppress protesters' calls for democracy and freedom, at least 19 people were killed. Rights activists also report that house-to-house raids are being conducted in southern towns to find and detain people, with approximately 9,000 who are currently in custody. Expressing deep concern for the welfare of Iranian-born journalist Dorothy Parvaz, Al Jazeera News has called for both Syrian and Iranian officials to provide information on her whereabouts and her immediate release. Although Syrian authorities confirmed that they had detained Ms. Parvaz after her arrival on April 29th, officials there announced on May 10th that she had been deported over a week earlier to Iran.
After Bahrain State Television announced that King Hamad bin Isa Al Khalifa was seeking Iran's assistance in ending national unrest, Iranian Foreign Minister Ali Akbar Salehi stated that the problem does not have a military solution, as he urged the government to immediately withdraw troops and honor popular demands.
Teachers, emergency services personnel, and other state workers protested in Los Angeles, California, USA, over budget reductions that would decrease their benefits by 30%, while public service workers in Greece went on strike Wednesday to protest the government's severe austerity program, which includes tax increases as well as pay and pension reductions. A march in Athens drew some 20,000 people, with at least 25 who were injured, including several police.
In Uganda, Democratic Party leader Norbert Mao was arrested after addressing people on the road, while former presidential candidate and activist Kizza Besigye, who was obtaining medical treatment in Kenya after being injured during his detention 2 weeks ago, was denied re-entry to the country.
A total of 55 people in Belarus are being charged in court with participating in post-poll protests, including journalist Irina Khalib and five former presidential candidates.
Libya's interim National Transitional Council, or NTC, leader Mustafa Abdul-Jalil was welcomed to the United Kingdom on Wednesday by Prime Minister David Cameron, who stated that the NTC is the legitimate representative of the Libyan people. They discussed the establishment of an NTC office in London and further aid from the British government to the Libyan people. The European Union has also pledged to open an office in Benghazi, where the transitional government is headquartered.
As we mourn the cherished lives lost, we pray that the turmoil may cease in all countries and that the dawning of calm becomes a beacon of peace as people everywhere decide to live side by side in shared harmony, respect and freedom.
Save our planet. Drought raises concerns in both Europe and Cuba. With some of the warmest temperatures and driest spring conditions in decades, concerns of European farmers are being raised as wheat, corn, and other crops are threatened. In France, the nation's nuclear safety authority is studying plans to ensure that nuclear power plants depending upon the Loire and Rhone rivers have adequate water to cool the plant's reactors. Meanwhile, transport companies using the Rhine and the River Danube in both Austria and Germany have reduced ship cargo weights due to waters having dropped to their lowest levels in 100 years.
Meanwhile, across the ocean in Cuba, a drought that is the worst in 50 years has left over 100,000 people in the city of Havana reliant on water being delivered by trucks, with access to running water allowed only for a few hours each day. The eastern province of Las Tunas has also been severely affected, with over 220 communities requiring outside water sources, as firefighters also cope with dozens of blazes that have ignited because of the drought. We pray for easing of the dry conditions and the blessing of gentle rain across both Cuba and Europe. May such conditions be eased as we all join in caring more conscientiously for our shared earthly abode.
As you know already from scientific news report, we have tens of thousands of people hungry due to the Amazon drought. Also such as severe, they call mega drought, usually occurs only once in many decades or centuries. Now the latest one is only several years ago, 5 years ago. Scientists say that droughts related to global warming are very different from a normal drought. They are more permanent, more severe, and irreversible. Trees die, not only the oldest one, but of all ages, even the young one, and all size. Regions most vulnerable are the U.S., Southwest, Southeast Asia, Eastern South America, Western Australia, Southern Europe, Southern Africa, and Northern Africa. And if we continue to live our lives the way most people do right now, it will get worse and worse. Karma changes so fast because we create new patterns of karma all the time, and that in turn affects the weather. And the weather affects us, of course. And all these are due to the consequences of the way we live our life, not benevolent enough.
Save Our Planet. An unseasonable heat wave in northern India is resulting in temperatures exceeding all previous records, with highs such as 45.1 degrees Celsius in the city of Allahabad and 42.2 in New Delhi, as officials warn of increased risk of heat strokes and other heat-related illnesses.
Save Our Planet. U.S. youth participating in the iMatter campaign call for government action to halt climate change, and as they file actions in every state as well as the nation's capital, asking that the environment be considered a public trust requiring government protection.
Save Our Planet. Research from Iowa State University, USA, is confirming that soil erosion is occurring much more than the U.S. government had estimated, amplified by the more frequent and severe storms.
I'm Fluffy the Snow Monkey, following a scrumptious vegan diet of kindness. Here's a tip of the day. Did you know you can make your herb and spice mixtures? Try experimenting with your own amazing creations. Enjoy their unique flavor when seasoning sauces or grilling vegetables or vegan burgers. Thank you for being veg and going green to save the planet. And thank you for tuning in. Now the worldwide weather.
The Supreme Master Qinghai International Association news from France. Our association members from Paris, along with many other groups concerned about compassionate living, took part in a gathering to call attention to the benefits of the plant-based diet. Complimentary vegan food was offered to those attending. In addition, our association members shared alternative living and SOS flyers, as well as other information regarding the cruelty-free way of life.
Il n'y a pas de doute. Je constate que depuis que je sois végétalienne, je me porte mieux.
We all soon realize how easy and important it is to adopt the planet-saving vegan diet for the flourishing well-being of ourselves and our Earth.
In cultural news, archaeologists uncover remnants of ancient buildings in eastern Nepal. The remains revealed during excavation in Kitsak Badistal in Sahaba district included brick walls, a drainage system, and a wide room. Chief Officer of Nepal's Archaeology Department, Mr. Uttab Acharya, said the findings resembled buildings constructed 2,000 years ago. Also unearthed were lamps, flower vases, and a water pitcher. What an interesting discovery, archaeologists in Nepal. We look forward to learning more about the history of your fascinating land. Up next on Noteworthy News, a canine friend protects a lost toddler. We'll go visit the flowers and we'll come back quick. Please stay tuned for more harmonious news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, good tidy news for a lucky world. In animal news, a caring canine helps a toddler survive a cold night in the wilderness. Tyler Jacobson of Elgin, South Carolina, USA, walked out unseen from his family home one evening. Intensive efforts to find him had to be called off due to unfavorable weather. The next morning, when the search resumed, Tyler was located in nearby woods with the family's dog companion, Black Labrador Retriever Mix. Though the young boy was wearing only a diaper and t-shirt, he was in good condition. Kershaw County Sheriff Jim Matthews, who was involved in the search, said, "I believe that dog being with him is what kept him alive. We are so glad to hear you are fine, Tyler. Also, our deepest appreciation, Guardian Canine, for watching over your precious friend. May the two of you have many safe adventures in each other's fantastic company." For his noble protection of Tyler, Supreme Master Qinghai is honoring the loyal dog companion with the Shining World Hero Award and $500 for treats, etc.
Let's enjoy some humor with a joke told by Supreme Master Qinghai, entitled Schools of Budgeting.
The principal of a university was frowned at the budget bill of the next half year submitted by the dean of the physics school. So he turned to his secretary and complaining, "Why does the physics school spend so much on new and expensive equipment every year? Tens of millions at a time. Mathematics school is good, for they can be satisfied with only some paper, pencils and erasers. And the philosophy school is better, for they ask for nothing, not even erasers."
And now for our viewers' heartlines regarding a discussion with Supreme Master Qinghai on global climate change, on Words of Wisdom. This lecture was given in January 2008 and can also be accessed in our online archives.
"This program is very important. Look from Japan.
Love the earth, save the earth, Nanjia from China."
"She is right. Time is really urgent. The best solution is the vegan diet. Weaver from Mongolia."
Planet protecting Nuk, Nunya, and Mongolian friend, thank you for your concerned comments. Supreme Master Qinghai has on many occasions stated that humanity's transition to the organic vegan diet can save our Earth at this urgent time. We pray that all world citizens realize everything is to be gained by adopting a compassionate lifestyle. May heaven bless you and each member of our global community with a bright and sustainable future.
You have a heartline today? We welcome your heartlines and stories. You can send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thanks for your presence on Noteworthy News.
May the everlasting love of Providence be your cherished treasure.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
The Gulf Cooperation Council, or GCC, with current member states Bahrain, Kuwait, Oman, Qatar, Saudi Arabia, and United Arab Emirates, welcomes the requests of Jordan and Morocco to join the council.
Swiss pilot, inventor, and aviation enthusiast Yves Rossi completes an 8-minute solo flight above the Grand Canyon in Arizona, USA, using a jet-powered fixed wing strapped to his back as he flew at 190 miles per hour, 200 feet above the rim of the canyon.
Professor Joshua Silver of the UK's Oxford University University invents self-adjustable glasses that pump liquid into the lenses to magnify and improve vision, intended to benefit the less fortunate by helping restore sight in a more affordable manner.
Directed by acclaimed Chinese conductor Chen Zhuohuang, European musicians from an array of countries come together at Beijing's National Center for the Performing Arts to perform Chinese compositions such as The Yellow River and The Butterfly Lovers.
Two U.S. National Guard soldiers, Specialist Junior Bombard and Sergeant Tim Bridges in Missouri, USA, brave cold and rapidly flowing floodwaters to safely rescue a 93-year-old great-grandmother who was trapped in her car.
The Japanese government is offering four different scholarships to Bruneian students who wish to live and study in Japan.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.